Blog Talk Radio.
1, 2, 3, 4. Why you big? Tall, solid hair do heavy. Long, tall, snaggly, gold tooth. Funk in habit form, leather wearing. Bean pole looking. Black.
Somebody bring me a piece of chicken. No. What chicken say? What chicken say? Yaggity yak. Yaggity yak my ass, bubba. You're just old and you're fat. You know it too, don't you? You know it. You're just fat and old. Hit me. Yes. Yes. That's right. Yes.
Iceman Show podcast. I am your host, the Iceman. We're going to wait for folks to get in the room. So, we're going to give folks a chance to get in the room. And then we're going to go ahead. I'm firing up YouTube right now. So, we're going to go ahead and get that cracking, y'all. So, we're going to go ahead and get it crack-a-lacking. You dig is what I'm saying to you. You digs? Let me go ahead and get this popping.
Thank you. Yes, sir. What's up, Mr. Emma? Word up, baby. Hey, I got Blog Talk Radio on, y'all, so give me a couple of minutes. I got to go upstairs real quick. Appreciate y'all stopping by, man. You dig? We'll be right back. Iceman Show podcast. I am your host, the Iceman. More bounce to the ounce than I say what count. Don't nobody go home till the fat man gets it in. What's happening, chocolate people? What's crack-a-lackin', y'all? Back up on you one more again. Back up in you one more again. If you ain't got it, make sure you go get it. Go get my first book, The Game of Life According to the Iceman, Volume 1. You get this at asktheiceman.com. Scroll down to the add to cart button. Get one, get two, get three. Get one for your shorties and your nieces and your nephews. Can you dig it? And you can also get it at Amazon. And you can get it in ebook form. You dig? Like we always do about this time. You can also donate. You can go to asktheiceman.com, scroll down to the donate button to donate tonight, or you can hit us on the free Cash App at $TheIceman1906, $TheIceman1906. Can you dig it, y'all? I know that you can't. Mr. Taylor, what's happening, baby? Who's making love to your old lady while you was out making love? All right, now, come on now. Don't make me get it funky and get it crunk up in here. You know I get it crunkadelic. Can you dig it? All right, y'all. The Blog Talk Radio call-in, guest call-in number is area code 516-453-9482. Hit option one if you want to be on the air. I believe it's option one. It could be option two. Y'all let me know which one it is. Okay? If you just want to listen, you can get in the queue and you can listen via via Blog Talk Radio. Can you dig it? And by the way, everybody tonight, when you call in, please make sure you turn your speakers down, because I went back and listened to everybody that called in yesterday, last Tuesday, and I was, man, it sounded horrible. The feedback was ridiculous. The echo was ridiculous. That means you had your speakers up. Ladies and gentlemen, let's make sure we don't do that tonight, all right? Let's get it cracking. And remember, all donations are 100% tax deductible on your 2020 taxes, on your 2021 taxes in 2022. Can you dig it? Can you dig it? All right. And the donations that we receive from January to August are for the fall 2021 school year, okay? So remember that. And remember to save all your receipts from when you donate so you can get a tax write-off for charitable contributions on your taxes. Because remember, if you make $50,000 and above, you're going to be taxed. They're going to tax the hell out of you until another president gets in there and changes the tax code. They need to change it back to where it was before Trump got his orange ass in there. Can you dig it? I might need some extra mods tonight because I see, you know, there's some little punk ass little pieces of shit that have already made their way into the chat room. It's probably that fuck nigga off of Facebook. They got mad because I clowned his ass right here on the Iceman Show podcast because he was talking stupid. So his little bitch ass went and reported me to Facebook. So now I'm in Facebook jail for another 3 weeks. It ain't no big deal. Fuck Facebook.
I don't need them motherfuckers, man. Facebook ain't paying no bills over here. And I ain't making no money off of Facebook. And you know what my mantra is. If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. So fuck you, Facebook. Anyway, we are back up in here one more again. We're gonna get the party started right here. Can you dig it? Been a rough week, but the temperature is up. It was 41 degrees yesterday, and today it was 40 degrees, so it's all to the good. I felt a little better when I went outside today and went to Sam's Club and was all up in there with all them illegal aliens up in there. They already bum rushing the border right now. Okay? Talking about they running out of space to put people. Well, stop letting them over here then. You gonna treat somebody that's a citizen of another country better than the people in your own country? And we tolerate that? Brothers, we gotta get on the good foot, man. Because let me tell you something about Biden. Biden's trying to bury us in buffer groups. Okay? And it's going to keep happening until black men start playing around and waiting for somebody else to do their job or do our job. Can you dig it? Anyway, what we're talking about tonight is a very sensitive subject to a lot of you simps and tricks out here. Those of you who pay nasty, funky-ass women $50 just to inbox them on Facebook and Instagram. You know what? When we have guys out here falling for that kind of shit just to talk to any old funky crotch ass woman, bruh, I don't feel sorry for you. I don't feel sorry for Simpson. I grew up in the house with a simp. Matter of fact, I grew up in the house with two simps. Okay? I grew up in the house with two simps. So I don't feel sorry for simps. Because simps and tricks will go out here and blow all their money on pussy and not get shit, but then turn around and ask family for money. Hey, man, let me hold $100, man. Go take your ass back on that cruise ship and get some of your money back, nigga. I have no sympathy for simps and tricks, nigga. Look, let me tell you something. Simps and tricks tears are so delicious. They're so delicious. So delicious. Everybody hit the like button on the Facebook side. Everybody please hit the like button on the YouTube side, if you will. Brothers and sisters, want to welcome you to another episode of the Iceman Show podcast, where we talk about everything that affects the black diaspora. Can you dig it? Why the black man is the garbage man, part 8. Yes, this is episode 8 of this long, drawn out situation that affects black men. But black men that got sense, it don't affect us. But those of you that it does, you probably going to be all up in your feelings tonight. But that's okay. Ride with the Iceman. Can you dig it? All right now. Anyway, thirst trapping. Why is it? Keep pressing. What's up, baby? Why is it that black men keep falling for okey-doke bullshit over and over and over and over again? This is something that we need to answer, brothers. I mean, yeah, we can laugh at these simps and tricks, but simping and tricking is contagious. And what I mean, I don't mean in the sense that if you a simp, you're going to affect your homeboys. That ain't what I mean. You ain't going to affect the homies. Because if they don't want to be a simp, they ain't going to be a simp or a trick. But some cats, some simps run in packs. Okay? Some simps run in packs. You dig? Some simps run in packs. And these simps, I didn't hear you real quick. These simps and tricks, now that the cat is out of the bag and people are, and now simping has, you know, the ideal of simping is now a nationwide, is on the conscience of people all over this country. Because I was looking at something the other day, and some white girls talking about a simp. And they were talking about, well, what's a simp? And the guy on the news was trying to explain to the other anchor what a simp was. And so simping is mainstream now. Okay? So now, you know, 10 years ago, simps didn't care if people knew they were a simp. Embarrassed. You had simps and tricks walking around in broad daylight. Hey, I'm a simp. I'm a trick. Admitting that they was a simp and a trick. But oh, we've had some murdering simps. We've had some suicidal simps the last few years. I ain't gonna name no names. You know who they are. We've had simps that went out here and murdered people because some fat, stanky ass single mom dropped them. We had another simp who was a white supremacist, and he murdered about 8 people, and then he killed himself up at the UC Santa Barbara because he was a lame and his heart and his mind was filled with bitch assness. And as you already know, bitch assness is contagious. That's genetic. Okay? Some people is born bitch asses. Some people are nurtured into bitch assness. But no matter how you come about being a bitch ass nigga, your ass is gonna get checked. Okay? We're gonna check you. So what a lot of simps and tricks are doing, they're going underground because they know niggas is clowning them on social media. Okay? They know niggas is clowning them on social media. So what they trying to do, they trying to creep in, you know, after dark. You know, they say the freaks come out at night. No, not just the freaks, the simps and the tricks too. Because, you know, they got to go to the strip club and give their favorite stripper her rent money. Okay? They got to go to the strip club and give their favorite stripper her cell phone money. You dig? When you get seen as a regular at a strip club, nigga, you deserve to be played. You deserve to be played. Because, no, you know, you talking about degenerate-ass strippers. Ain't nobody more degenerate than a damn stripper. Them bitches got 99 problems. And the bitch got all of them. Okay? If a stripper knows your name other than her trying to, you know, maybe she's trying to spit game at you, maybe she's trying to shoot her shot. I've had strippers try to holler at me. I've dated strippers. That's why I know they degenerate. The alcoholics, the drug addicts, sometimes they're alcohol, alkies. We used to call them alkies. They alkies and drug addicts. I have never met a stripper that didn't have a drinking problem, at least. That ain't easy money like people think it is. Like, you know, you got bitches that watch the Players Club and be like, oh, I can do that. Yeah, you're going to end up like that bitch at the end of the movie, too. Getting your ass whooped. Getting the brakes beat off of your ass. Fuck is this? You digs? So, the question that we're asking tonight is why is the black man the garbage man? In American society, black men are, out of all the men, black men are considered the bottom of the barrel as far as status is concerned. That's why when they say shit runs downhill, the black man's the last one to wipe his ass and wipe the shit off his face. And the sad part about it is a lot of us are comfortable being on the bottom. So when you see the black man, when you see a decent looking black man at Walmart and he's walking around with a 300-pound killer whale named Michelle, you say to yourself, well, what is wrong with this nigga? Why does this nigga want to be with this woman? What would make this man want, or he with a skinny crackhead, a meth head Caucasian woman? Or is he just homely looking? Look dirty. That's one thing that used to irritate me about Caucasian women on the West Coast, man. They be dirty. Them bitches be looking like they got HIV. They be looking dirty. Man, when I lived up there and watched this state, man, I used to be like, these motherfuckers dirty, filthy, stanky looking. I don't want to fuck none of them bitches. But see, dirty dick niggas would do that. The bitch might have AIDS, man. Some niggas are proud. I got niggas in my family that are proud to date ugly women. Yet they don't want the woman to be over there at the house when I come by there. Okay? I've seen family members with black women that had no front teeth. And I said to myself, I said to another family member, that nigga has $500,000 house. Why is that nigga dating a woman with no front teeth and ugly as hell? Is it that? Look, black man, let me explain something to you. The woman that you keep time with, that everybody sees going in and out your apartment or in and out your house, the way your woman looks is the report card for your finance. Okay? If you show up to the family barbecue with a five or a six, if you're my age, your family member is going to be like, okay, cool. You know, Iceman got him a decent-looking woman. She nice-looking. She's got a little nice little body. She about a six. I ain't trying to get more than a six because I'm not tricking my money off on pussy. I never have and I never will, nigga. I'm like seven up. I never will, nigga. Remember that commercial, that 7-Up commercial? The Uncola, nigga. I'm not going to embarrass myself like that. But some of you niggas will go and get with these troglodyte-looking bitches and then be mad, because I'm talking about, hey, Ice Man, you know, maybe the kind of woman that we got is all we can get. Okay, so whose fault is that? Whose fault is that, bruh? Whose fault is that? Because I'm damn sure not going to cut you no slack just because you think you can't get a better looking woman. I've seen Ray Ray and Pookie get better looking women than men who make the kind of money some of us make. I mean, I know why that is. I was looking at a video by Kevin Samuels. He did an IG live with a 22-year-old chick. And she was like, man, she wasn't nothing. She wasn't much. She was okay. I mean, she was a decent looking chick, but I could tell what that mat on her head was a weave. And I was just like, you know, I'm the anti-weave. I'm anti-weave, dog. I do not date black women with weaves. Okay? I have a no-weave policy. It's one thing. Yeah, are there some exceptions? Yeah. You know, if you done had some type of medical, some type of medical problem, that's one thing. You know, I got it. Okay, I get it. But go get you a weave that damn near look like your real hair. Don't get something that look like a carpet on your head. You dig? I remember Human Paradox when we were doing Blog Talk Radio back in 2012. He said, you know what? The one word that American women hate hearing is the word no. You know why? Because they almost never hear it, except when they deal with somebody like me. Because if I don't want to spend no money on you, you try to clown me. Like I remember one time, I took this chick I was boning. I took this little trick ass hoe to Sam's Club, and she said I need to shop, and I told her, I said, look, you know, I told her I would buy if she took, because at the time what I did is I parked at her house and then we drove around. So then I parked at her house and I was like, well, we could just go to Cub and I'll buy some food for the weekend. She was like, no, I need to just go in here. You don't have to buy no food. We just need to. I said, well, we go out there. We go out and get some food. I'm paying the food. I'm staying over at your house. She was like, okay. I said, yeah. I said, well, I said, I don't want you cooking no food. I don't want to eat nobody's food. I don't know. So I was like, no, let's just buy some food. She was like, I said, I have a business account at Sam's Club. And she was like, oh, you do? She said, well, can you let me go in there and shop? I said, well, here's what has to happen. I said, well, go in there and you're going to have to give me the money to pay for the groceries. And so we went in there. This bitch went, got a whole big, you know, them baskets at Sam's Club are huge. She went, acting like she was shopping like she was on welfare or something. Like, she was getting food stamps. I said, damn, you getting $300 worth of food? And so as we get ready to go to the cash register, you know, I grabbed the stuff I was buying for myself because I was like, well, shit, I'm just go ahead and buy some shit for the house. And I'm just going to throw it in my ride. So I paid for my stuff. And then I was like, I said, give me the money. And for some reason, she wouldn't give me the money. And so she wouldn't put all her stuff up there. And I knew what the woman was going to say. So I'm standing there. I'm like, this dumbass bitch. And the woman was like, ma'am, do you have a Sam's Club card? And she said, no, but he does. She said, well, ma'am, that's your stuff. He already paid for his stuff. And I was like, I said, and I tried to whisper to her, I said, give me the money. She was like, I didn't know how much it would cost, though. Man, that shit was so embarrassing. Finally, her dumbass gave me the money. I paid for it, gave her the change so we can get the fuck out of there. Because there was a long-ass line behind me. I'm not going to be I don't care if I'm bony. I don't care if I'm sticking the pipe to you. I'm not tricking my money off on women. Especially if I told you up front what you needed to do and you still didn't do it. Okay? I am not the garbage man. Yeah, have I rolled around in the hay with some questionable females? Yeah, I have. Sure I have. Yeah, I've rolled around in the hay with some questionable females. We all have. That's why when I get around guys that say, oh, all I fuck is fine bitches, after a while, you're going to get tired of hearing that nigga. I used to hang around this nigga once, this nigga I used to work with. He used to always lie about, this nigga lied about everything. This nigga was like, man, all I get is fine bitches. And then he was like, man, I want you to come by the house and I'm going to introduce you to my wife. Man, this nigga introduced me to his wife. Man, this nigga wife looked like, this bitch looked like something from a Godzilla movie. Okay, she had a roach face. She like a roach or something. I mean, this woman wasn't nothing I would date. And he had the kind of look on his face when I was standing in his house. He kind of had that look on his face like, I know this nigga probably saying my old lady ugly, which I was. But this is the type of shit niggas do because a lot of black men are not mature. So they feel they have to lie. I got cousins that lie on their dick all the time. You know, you get fine bitches down here, man. I'm like, cuz, I done seen the bitches you fuck with. None of them fine. But you have seen some of the bitches I fuck with. And they were. Because I got some of the women I can't put on my Facebook page because they ain't got no clothes on. Or they got very little clothes on. Especially them Brazilian chicks. You dig? So I'm sitting there. I was trying to figure out what topic we were going to do for the broadcast this weekend. I was just like, man, damn, what we going to do? I said, man, I got to talk about the garbage because I saw a brother out and he was, you know, had his ugly ass, especially these old black men. If you see these old black men that's in their 60s and 70s, they always with a fat, ugly white woman. Very seldom are they with an aging Caucasian woman who's still, you could tell when she was younger, she was a bad motherfucker. Very few of them I've seen with women that look like that. You know what I'm saying? It's just like I went to Home Depot yesterday because I fucked up my washing machine, man. Matter of fact, I fucked up two washing machines. Can you believe that? I fucked up the one I already had and the one that was in the house already. So I had to go buy another washing machine. So I go, you know, I'm looking at washing machines. I'm like, damn, man, I ain't going to spend no $900 on the washing machine. I ain't spending that kind of money. And, you know, luckily, Home Depot and Lowe's had been having some sales. So I was able to find a pretty nice, pretty mid-range washing machine for less than $600. So I'm looking at the washing machine, and here come this brother, and I was trying to listen to see if they had an African accent, because the wife had old rag, old wash rag on her head. Then she had old Florida Evans looking dress on that went to past the knee. Then she had pants on. To me, I know people get cold, man. Brothers, the black women you see up here, man, especially out here on the north side, they either fat and ugly or just ugly. Just disgusting looking. And they were looking, you know, they were looky-loos. They wasn't going to buy shit. This little old fat, white, fat Mexican chick. I was like, hey, y'all got anybody over here helping people or what? You know, so I'm already kind of hot because I'm like, you know, I'm standing over there and the manager is a fat-ass white woman. They all of them over there having yuck-yucking and having a good time, kikiing and ka-kaing. And I'm just like, man, y'all don't get y'all ass over here and help me so I can get the fuck out of here. So this little frumpty dumpty looking Mexican chick comes over there and helps me out. She's about 5 feet tall, 5 feet wide. I mean, she wasn't real fat. She just, she's built like a midget pack Mexican. And, you know, had an old square body, old square butt. Wearing polyester pants looked like. I'm looking at this bitch, and I could tell she was kind of looking. I saw her checking me out. She was kind of, I bet she was looking at me kind of like, I bet I'm right up his alley. Shit. I was thinking to myself, bitch, I would never talk to you. I wouldn't even let you suck my dick, bitch. Okay? I wouldn't even waste my time fucking with you. Okay? I got too much respect for my dick. But anyway, I'm riding home and I'm thinking to myself, man, everybody thinks the black man is the garbage man. It's like everybody expects us to come by and scoop up the throwaways, the trash, in everybody else's race group. Whether it's the Hispanics over, the Latinos over here, the Caucasians over here, and Asians. Very seldom. I don't live in Minneapolis. Now, again, things are a little bit different out here in the burbs. If I drove into Minneapolis, like when I used to live right near Minneapolis, like in a suburb, where I was only like 5 minutes from downtown, yeah, you see better looking black women. Most of the black women that move out here are welfare hoes. They're bum ass welfare hoes. Okay? And so you get that cry. Okay? It's the clean up man. What's up? Man, you sound familiar. Hey, how long you been? Are you subscribed to the channel, bro? Are you one of my listeners from back in the day, player? You sound familiar, man. You definitely sound familiar. Thank you, brother. Anyway, check Blog Talk Radio. Okay. We got 49 more minutes on Blog Talk. I want to get some calls in a minute. So I'm going to stop and we need a couple of folks to call in, man, so we can get some perspective. You dig?
But anyway, like Mr. Cleanup Man said, we have no power. We have no economic power. Look, black folks, we can start, we can have all the mentor groups for young black men and young black women that you want. We can have all the after school program. We can have this. We can have them go to church. We can have to have them do go over here. We can have them go over there. If we don't have an economic base, we're wasting our time. Asians don't have no mentorship programs. White folks don't have no mentorship programs. Mentorship programs are cowardly, cop-out programs that black men and black women try to come up with to try to find an excuse not to get on code with each other. This is why we're dealing with Master Biden right now. We're dealing with Jim Crow Joe right now, because all these scary niggas out here, mainly old niggas, my age and older, voted for this guy. And he didn't waste any time trying to bury black folks under paperwork. His first day he started it. Now I'm looking online and all these Asians is trying to come up with this phony black on Asian violence bullshit. They're going to try to sit up here and, you know, use two or three black men in the, out of the whole country and try to say that black folks are out here beating on Asians. You keep pulling that shit, and we're going to go ahead and possibly start beating up on Asians just so you have something to talk about. Because black folks are getting tired. These young black men and women are getting tired of the bullshit. They're angry, they're mad, and now that they see that all that marching and acting a fool they did after George Floyd was murdered last year, they see that nothing's changed. I told you the Trump crowd is already ready to bust. I read online today that a Caucasian woman, who's a militia leader, met with members of Secret Service before January 6th. That's why for them to try to blame that insurrection on Trump is comical. That's why I posted that shit on Instagram. If you guys ain't following me on Instagram and Twitter, you slipping. One handle, two social media platforms, at the Iceman Show. Go over there to Instagram and Twitter and follow me right now. Exactly. It's the white supremacists who are attacking their ass. Exactly. We should not be supporting me. Do you know that South Central put, I talked about this in this book, The Game of Life, according to the Iceman, Volume 1. Do you know that I posted this in my book, my first book? And by the way, I'm writing my second book, The Dayton Bible. Hopefully it'll be done by the summer. Do you know that the Korean community makes over $1 billion a year off of stupid niggas in South Central LA? $1 billion! They got rich off of us. They got fat off of us. And they continue to get fat off of us while we starve because we stupid. This is why whenever black men get on dating platforms,
They always expect you. They always expect you. Here you go getting messages from ugly, fat, expired white women, Caucasian women. And you be saying to yourself, I didn't invite these bitches to come by my platform. You don't have to. Karen and Sue are checking for you, brother. But that's also not to say that some of those accounts are fake anyway. Because, you know, you got scammers on there. You got somebody whose profile doesn't match the way they look. You know that's a fake profile. But these websites are making billions of dollars off women. These narcissistic ass women. But you know what? Them same Asians won't beat up on them white folks, but them white folks be beating their ass in their nail shops. I've seen a couple videos where a couple Karens was like, I'm not paying for this. You did a shitty job. I'm not paying for this. And it was like, so sorry. And guys, you know, if there was a black man with some of them black women in them nail shops, they wouldn't pull that shit. Because I'm going to tell you right now, if I brought my girlfriend in there and they did a shitty job on there and she said, I ain't paying them, I'd be like, fuck you, and we walking. Well, you got to pay. You pay. I'd be like, come get it. Come get it out my wallet, bitch. Come get it. And I'd stand there just like this. Come get it. That's what I thought, bitch. Now we leave. And I'll be like, here, bitch, let's get in the car so we can go. Before they call the popo on us. Oh, no doubt. Fuck them. Ain't paying their ass no money. What up, Elijah Justice? You walk around with your head held high, black man. Look, I know it's frustrating. Cats want to go out here and shoot their shot. Cats want to go out here and find somebody to date. Cats want to go out here and find somebody to make love to. I get it. Niggas is everybody frustrated. Everybody frustrated. But unlike us, these women turn to sexual deviancy. They will go get their battery-operated boyfriend, Bob, and they'll whip him out right before it lights out. Okay? I have dated women who, if I, you know, they knew I wasn't going to fuck them that night, they like, they laying in the bed, we watch the TV, next thing I'm hearing, this bitch start laughing. I'm like, oh, so you got your saber thing, huh? See, for Caucasian women, that's normal. See, black women, maybe the last 10 years, 15 years, black women have been getting their battery-operated boyfriends. That's why a lot of times, brothers, and I remember I was talking to this one white girl, and I said to her, I said, look, I don't know what it's like to make love to an artificial pussy. I said, but you can't tell me, I don't give a fuck how great the plastic is or the rubber is that, or whatever that shit is that you get to make out of that shit. I don't care how good, I don't care how similar it is to a woman's body, a woman's anatomy. I don't care. I'm just like, look,
I'd rather go home with a hard dick and dry balls and just deal with it that way than for me to have to turn to that. Okay? So how is it that y'all are comfortable with a vibrator or a dildo or both? Some women have where it's the vibrator, and then there's the dildo on the top or on the bottom, whatever. One of my homeboys used to tell me, he said, man, you should get you a vibrator. I said, nigga, I said, what am I gonna do? Put it on the tip end of my dick, nigga? Said, no, man, what you do, like if you when you get to know a chick, man, and you going down on her, man, you just use that vibrator. I said, yeah. See, when I was younger, I was like, dang. But see, when you get old, it was an older brother telling me this. I was probably in my 30s. He was like late 40s. So he was like, man, He said, man, I said, man, you can't compete with no vibrator, man. You can't compete with a dildo. That motherfucker battery operated, nigga. He was like, it's not the point, young blood. It was like, you gotta understand, the longer the foreplay, the better the sex is. I said, yeah, but a lot of these women don't deserve that, man. The reason why a lot of women don't get good foreplay is because you ain't good women. You ain't good women. If I don't think you about shit, you think I'm a slave, you think I'm a go down. First of all, I'm probably not gonna go down on you. Cause I don't trust your ass. Even if you just got out the shower, I still don't trust your ass. I don't start off the first time I have sex with somebody going down on them. Now, if they fine as hell, they got a banging body, I might just go on here and do that. But that's rare for me that I do that the first time. But I have gotten plenty of dome on the first try. Okay? And I'm like, they was like, can you return the favor? I was, next time, bitch. Next time. Okay? Not this time, bitch. You dig? If you're good, I'll let you work the stick in my ride. Okay? Fuck out of here. But black men are the cleanup man and the garbage man, because we have been relegated to that position because black men don't want to compete. If you don't want to compete with economic resources and hoard those resources for your race group, you're going to starve the way black people are starving today. I know what they say. Well, y'all got Michael Jordan. Y'all got Oprah. Fuck Michael Jordan and fuck Oprah. How many niggas have Michael Jordan helped? How many black men has he bailed out of jail? How many black men have Oprah helped? Oprah ain't helped nobody other than Gail out of here. What, Oprah and Michael Jordan is supposed to take care of all of us? Fuck out of here. That shows you what they think about us. Say, you niggas don't deserve anything. That's why everywhere I go, I talk shit. I talk cash shit. And them Asians and especially them Caucasians, yeah, they look me up and they look at me and be like, who this nigga think he is? I'm the nigga who will knock your ass out and go right down there to jail. Okay? I done took too much shit from your people. I ain't taking no more shit from white folks. Now, if you want to, nigga, that's your business. But don't come whining to me about how they treating you at the plantation. Excuse me, at the job. All right, y'all, we need some guys to call in. Hey, we need some guys. I'm gonna go ahead and stop right here. We need some guys to call in, man. Stop being scared. And by the way, go to asktheiceman.com, scroll down to the donate button to donate, or hit us on the free Cash App at $TheIceMan1906. $TheIceMan1906. Don't wait for somebody else. Come on, black man. Show some leadership, man. Too many scary ass niggas.
I don't want to get on the air. I don't want them to know. I don't want them checking my. I want them to know I called into the Iceman show.
Come on, guys. What did I tell y'all about that shit? I go out here and spend money on this shit, and you guys don't call in? Come on, man. You don't need the link. Scroll up to the dude. Everything you guys need is in the chat room. The 516 number is already listed right there. Let's go. I'm not gonna sit here all damn night, man. I got shit to do. I got shit I can be doing. Let's go, guys. By the way, let me say this, guys. Do not call up here talking about anything other than the topic. If you start talking about anything other than the topic, we're going to have a major motherfucking problem. You're on the air with the Iceman. Who am I speaking with?
Just keep pressing. How you doing, man?
All right, man. What's up? What's on your mind, player?
Hey, keep speaking that true word, man.
Hey, turn down your speaker, bro. Yeah, because I'm getting them. Yeah, no, we don't need no feedback. Turn down your speakers.
Yeah. Yeah, you're speaking a lot of true words, though.
Yeah, man. Hey, so what you think about this whole situation of the black man being the garbage man?
Hey, you'd be surprised. You got a lot of old niggas still the garbage man. I ain't never been one of them niggas. And you, honestly, you sound just like my dad, dog. My father, you know, God bless his soul. He been speaking this stuff for years. And a lot of these cats out here, man, they need to wake up. A lot of them still being the garbage man, still doing what they want to do. And like you say, by compete. And I appreciate your show, your inspiration. And hopefully, a lot of them will listen.
I hope so, man.
To your show here. I remember here a couple months ago, I listened to one of your videos. You said you had like almost 10,000 subscribers. Now you're down to 2,000. Because everybody don't want to hear the truth.
Nah. Not until the truth hits them square in the forehead. And they have no choice but having to deal with it. And that's an unfortunate situation, brother. It really is. I'm going to give you the last word. What you got to say, player?
And the angle you coming at, they don't want to hear.
Cool.
You know, it's kind of sad. Sometimes you got to let these folks fend for themselves. Black people.
Oh, yeah.
Black men. They got to wake up.
Oh, yeah.
They got to wake up. It's going to be up to them. I just got out of jail here in prison 2 years ago. And
word.
I don't know if you got my email. I just started a business, still working on it.
Okay. Oh, wait a minute. Was that you that emailed me?
Yep.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah. Okay,
just
okay.
Started a business. I'm, you know, been in the military. Man,
so everything's going well for you?
Everything going good.
Okay,
I can't complain.
That's what I want to hear. As long as you're getting that.
Yep.
Putting that money in your pocket, man, that's, putting one foot in front of the other, that's all you can do, brother.
and that's all I'm doing, and getting help from the VA, and just got a job offer here, you know, recent from the government, and it's like everything going good. I can't complain. But a lot of these guys, a lot of these cats out here, I'm not even 40. I'll be 40 here in a couple of weeks. Some of the young guys, I try to talk to them, try to tell them. My brother, you know, I got a younger brother. He, you know, it's five of us. My mom had all her kids by one man. I try to talk to my brother, like, don't, you can't. You can't be sipping for these women, man. Because at the end of the day, your ass going to be on the sideline.
Word.
I try to talk to them. But, you know, I try to talk to young cats. They not getting it.
Okay. All right, man. Well,
hopefully they get it. But I appreciate you, man. And, hey, keep this show going.
All right, man. Appreciate your call, brother.
Yes, sir.
You're on the air with the Iceman. Who am I speaking with?
Elijah Justice.
Hey, what up, man? Hey, let me turn your speakers down, brother.
All right.
Cool, man. What's on your mind, Play?
Oh, it's my mind, man. I just wanted to, you know, congratulate you for your work, man. And, you know, I always enjoy listening to you. And, you know, as far as being the garbage man, I mean, we've been the garbage man for the last 400 or 500 years. And it seemed like it never ends. It's like no matter what we do, no matter, you know, how kind we are to people, people still like to shit on us. Especially these women, and these women should be grateful that brothers like us, like who want to, you know, spit game and truth, you know, they don't care about that. I don't think they care about themselves. And what it is, they teach their kids the same thing. Then their kids go out here and become adults. Then they turn around and do the same nasty thing. So it's like a repeating cycle.
Exactly. You know, I stopped at Dunkin' Donuts today to get a couple of donuts, man. And it was, you know, bunch of white girls working in there, one black woman, and this tall black woman that worked in there. And every time I go to that Dunkin' Donuts, this woman got a shitty attitude. And I'm like, look, man. I got my mask on, so I know you can't hear me that well. Let me speak loud. Mm-hmm. And she was like, she asked me what did I want. I said, I want two of them donuts right there. And, you know, she up here, you know, getting the attitude that I'm asking, you know, for donuts. And I'm like, look, I'm, you know, if it wasn't for people like me, this store would be closed. So you need to stop tripping. You see? And brother, the disrespect, you know, just to piggyback on what you said, the disrespect.
Yeah, and it's what reason. Like for me, I agree with you. Like when I go to the store, same attitude from white and black females. I say, what is your problem? If you don't like certain people, if you don't like being there, why don't you go start a hustle or start your own business? Or go be a janitor where you don't have to talk to people.
Exactly. And you know what I was thinking too when you first called in? I was thinking, I said, you know what I think? I think a lot of these other women see how black women treat black men, and they be like, oh, I can do that to him. Or we got to do that to him. I get away with that kind of shit because I've had non-black women try to do certain slick shit. And I'm just like, oh, no, we're not going to do that. We're not doing that. Well, why you got a problem with it? I said, well, my last guy didn't have a problem. I said, well, he was a simp. He was a trick. Mm-hmm. I'm not a simp or a trick. So I'm not doing that. And if you don't like it, you can leave. You can bounce.
Right.
You know, you don't have to be here at my house. And this is one of the reasons why I tell brothers to maintain your own place. Always have your own spot, man. Never try living with these women. Because it'll be cool for a week, and after that, and once you hit a week and a day, they tired of you.
Yes, sir.
You know?
Yes, sir.
Okay, they tired of you because they paying the bills, and instead of them being in a leadership position, they in the leadership leadership position that you should be in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But, hey, man, appreciate you calling in, brother. Take care, man. I'll holler at you.
All right, you too, man. All right.
Take care. And see, just to piggyback on what Elijah Justice said, these other women in America of all races think that all black men are desperate for a piece of ass. And that's based on what they've seen. Because remember back in the day, like 8-9 years ago, I used to do videos on my experiences on POF. And I would tell you guys how it would range from ugly white women to good looking white women. And I was always amazed at the shit they would pull. And I'm saying to myself, how do these women think it's okay to be disrespectful? And I'm sitting there saying to myself, oh, this is based on past experiences. Because how else do you come at every black man with the same shit? And you know what really makes me angry is when I talk to black men and they say, oh, man, you got to take what you can get. It's always some old coon or some old Sambo. And I'm like, nigga, I don't date fat women. I don't date fat black women. I would rather be at home by myself than to date an unattractive woman. Now, I'll take a woman who may be a 3 or 4 in the face, but her body's a 7 or an 8 or higher. I'll take that. That's a good trade-off, because you ain't fucking her face. I always say, tell guys this, you're not fucking her face. I'm not saying she got to look like she, you know, go get you a bitch to look like Godzilla. That ain't what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that you can get a woman who's average looking. The problem is, online, average women rule. That's what the research says. Really pretty women do okay, but average women do the best. You know why? Because guys figure they can get that average chick. So, and these bitches know that. So you'll go by some little frumpty dumpty white chick that might look okay in the face, and she's like, well, I'm not gonna date anybody unless you're 6 feet, and me and my children are a package deal. That's where you get that shit from. Okay? Whenever I used to go by those profiles where women say, well, you gotta be 6 feet, you know what I used to say to them? You got to have a tight, wet pussy, and if you don't, you need to go get pussy rejuvenation surgery. Next thing you know, I'm getting reported to administer POF. I'm like, fuck you. I'm looking for a woman who ain't fat. I need somebody that's at least 6 feet because I'm 5'7", and when I put heels on, I'm 5'10". You ain't 5'10 with no heels on, bitch. Get your ass up out of here. So these goofy ass hoes, they done got spoiled. They ain't trying to get no date. Remember, they still got exes they fucking with. Remember that video I did for my paid subscribers called Spare Dick? Every woman's got, even these ugly bitches, got spare dick in their phone. And they'll go back and call that old simp or that old trick. And that nigga will jump to attention. This is the nigga that's taking their ass out for free drinks and free dinners and don't ask for nothing. Or the thug nigga, they'll have you take her out. She won't give you no pussy, but then she'll go home and fuck the dude who never takes her out. Or the bitch got a boyfriend, she just mad at him. I remember one time I had a cousin that told me, she said, you know what, cuz? A lot of women, you know what? You know why women be out at the club and women be out at the bars and shit? They be out there because they mad at their boyfriends. They going to go fuck somebody and fix their boyfriend. See, these are the games these hoes play. I was looking at something on TV. I can't remember what it was. And this rich white dude was like, they were talking to these other guys about marriage. And he was like, man, I tried that shit already. Ain't no way. And he said, I never had no money. I was running up credit cards trying to take care of my family. He said, when I got a divorce, my wife did me a favor. That bitch did me a favor. He said, now I'm a fucking millionaire. Okay? I started a business, and I've never looked back. My ex-wife turned my children against me, all that old shit. Sound like a familiar tune, don't it? He said, I don't give a fuck. He said, I love my kids. I ain't chasing them around. Fuck them. Fuck them. I got a yacht. I got a private plane. Got a private jet. I'm fucking fine ass. 25 and 30 year olds, and I'm 50 some years old. Shit. I ain't never going back to get married. That's why when I'm an undercover high value man. I don't start dressing, wearing no fly clothes until it get warmer. It get up about 40, 50 degrees, then I'll whip out the alligator shoes and shit like that. Right now, I'm wearing this kind of shit as cold as it is outside. I ain't wearing no fly shit, walking around in that salt. They still got salt all over the damn ground when it snowed last week. You digs? Disgusting. Okay. But I'm going back to Kevin that IG interview that Kevin Samuels was doing that he did on IG. The shit was funny as hell to me. This chick was like, I'm 22 years old. She started off the conversation line. She said, why do you deserve a high value man? She said, well, I'm just tired of, you know, I was attracted to thugs, and then I went to, you know, I just finished the NYU. He was like, what you get your degree in? She was like, oh, I didn't finish. He was like, you just said you just got done at NYU. She was like, oh, I just finished a certificate program in a surgical tech program. He said, well, why didn't you just say that? He said, you starting up the convo. Being dishonest. He said, go ahead. And she kept talking. He was like, oh, he said, so you think you deserve a high value man just because you tired of dating thugs? She's like, yeah, they ain't got nothing going. He was like, well, why would you be attracted to them type of niggas? He said, so you think that getting with a high value man means you sit on your ass all day, don't do anything, and just wait for high value man to come home from the office? Is that what you think that this is about? He was like, look, he said, let me give you a day in the life of a woman, of a high value man. First of all, if that high value man gets up at 6 o'clock so he can get his work, get on his Peloton bike, and then go to the office, you better, if he gets up at 6, bitch, you better be up at 5. Getting his coffee ready, getting his paper, his Wall Street Journal laid out, you better have all that shit. Or you better be in the kitchen cooking up him a goddamn Grand Slam breakfast. Then when he's gone, you better be managing the affairs of the household. You better be taking care of them kids. You better be handling business. And when he get home, you better have a hot meal for high value man. You said that shit is a hard ass job. Being a homemaker ain't an easy job. He said, he said, if you're not willing to do that for that high value man, he's gonna fire your ass. You're gonna get your pink slip, bitch. You're gonna get your pink slip. That's why I tell women, I look like I ain't much. I look like I ain't got no money. I said, but bitch, come to the crib. Come to the motherfucking crib. Bring your ass over here and see how I live, bitch. I guarantee your house, if you have one, you couldn't even, your house is small enough to fit inside my living room, bitch. I live in an exclusive neighborhood. You can't afford to live over here, bitch. Somebody hollered at me this weekend. And I told them, I said, I don't want no relationship. I don't want to get married. I said, look, I don't want any of that. She was like, well, why you been, I've been talking to you for, you know, I've been dealing with you for over, you know, for, you know, a few months here. How come you just didn't tell me that at first? I said, just like y'all, I can change my mind. That threw her program all the way off. Thought for sure we was going to get serious, possibly get married, and she was going to move in here. I told her straight up, I don't want to get married and I don't want a relationship. If you don't like those terms, bounce. Just like that. Boy, was her jaws tight. I said, just because I don't walk around showing, dripping with ice and trying to make people think I got money like most silly ass niggas out here, don't mean I ain't got no paper, lady. I'm low key. I mean, how many times have you guys been at the gas station and some Ray Ray and Pookie nigga pulls up and with a car with rims all on it, sounds booming, and it's a late model car, might not be brand new, but it's still a late model car. And you sitting there like, this nigga got a better car than I got. Who do you think women gonna choose between you and him? Huh? You might be better looking than him. They're going to choose his ass every time. Because women are too stupid and too lazy and too good for nothing not to investigate anything. See, classy, intelligent women, they investigate shit. They don't just listen to what you say. That's why it's so easy for a white man to run game. I was looking at this series on, was it Cinemax? No, I think it's Showtime. Showtime Women. And it was called Love Fraud. And there was this one white dude, this motherfucker ripped off I don't know how many white women. Now, most of them were not attractive, were like average looking. Some of them were just butt ugly. And then there was a few sixes and sevens mixed in there. Not many, but a couple. And I was saying to myself, see, a white dude can pull that kind of shit. A white guy can pull that. They hired a private investigator and finally got this dude put in jail. This nigga ran up all their credit cards. This nigga had bitches buying him cars. This nigga had some of them. They couldn't get nothing from him. They couldn't get it. They couldn't prosecute him because they chose to empty their bank accounts for him. You just a dumb bitch. I bet you wouldn't do that for no nigga. Fuck them hoes. Now, they finally put his ass in prison. He only did 18 months. And when he got out, they showed him with another bitch not even 2 or 3 weeks after he got out. Ain't life grand? Ain't it nice to be a white guy? Oh, it's nice to be a white guy. I mean, it's ridiculous. You tell the bitch you don't want to take her ass to Cheesecake Factory and buy her strawberry lemonade, and the bitch want to get an attitude. I'm like, bitch, there ain't nothing promised to you. I didn't promise you nothing. Y'all independent. Buy your own strawberry lemonade. See, women do not like men like me because they know I'm going to tell them to go fuck off if I hear something I don't like or see something I don't like. I'm going to tell them to fuck off because I don't care. Because once I get mad, I don't want to fuck you. I don't want to fuck you. See, some niggas pull their simp flag out or their trick flag.
I ain't going to make her mad because that mean I ain't going to get no pussy.
Nigga, you ain't going to get no pussy anyway. The bitch got a man already. She wasn't going to give you shit. So you might as well be a dickhead. Fuck out of here. And don't think you can. And see, this is another thing. You guys that think you can get a passport, first of all, getting a passport and flying all over the world has changed because of COVID-19. You ain't going to be skipping and hopping all over the world like you used to be able to, because some of these countries are making it mandatory that you show proof that you got that vaccine. Nigga, I ain't taking no vaccine just to get no goddamn passport. Or just to go to somebody's goddamn country. I could care less. All you niggas, a lot of you niggas think getting a passport is going to solve all your problems. You don't know how to talk to women, so you're going to take your simp and your trick show on the road. You think these foreign women don't have the internet? That bitch might have dirty ass bare feet, but that bitch got the internet. I was looking at 90 Day Fiance first look last night, and there was this brother on there, man. This nigga sold his house, quit his job, and moved to the stinking ass Philippines. And you know what? All them fine bitches down there, this nigga moved to the Philippines and got the ugliest motherfucker I've ever seen in my life. This bitch is ugly as hell. She looked like a milk dud. That's what she built like. What is black men? You don't have to go and get anything for a woman, man.
What is wrong with us? Look, man, let me tell you something. I'd be lying if I told you that sometimes I want some, I got so used to being married that I sometimes fight the urge of wanting to have somebody around most of the time. But when I think about how happy I am to be living in my in a house that I bought and not being bothered unless I want to be bothered by somebody. Shit, man. I'm not going to bring no woman into my circle, my inner circle, and she's a fucking idiot. That ain't going to happen, dog. Now, if you, now look. Look, guys. You do what you want to do over there at your crib. You can have all the flapjack, flat, fat, flat butt, ugly ass, skinny ass, crackhead, meth head, hair, opioid head, bitches all running all up and through your crib. But over here, I don't give a damn. My neighbors never see bitches running in and out of here. I don't care what they think. I don't want no disciplinary problem in my life. Okay? Oh, hell yeah, the DR be cutting them up. The DR, and man, them DR women are the biggest fucking scam artists. Them bitches are scam artists, man. Man, they try to scam. The DR dude, especially in Santo Domingo. Now, in Santiago, some of the other cities, they ain't as bad. They ain't as perverted. But in Santo Domingo, man, them motherfuckers follow you around trying to get money out of you. Like, man, get out my face, dude. I don't need nothing. Go get your fucking job, motherfucker. I just came over here for on vacation. I ain't over here to help no charity case. Fuck out of here. Had a taxi driver try to rip me off. I was like, man, get out of my face, dude. Let me end this.